Nyquist is touring the country to promote the agenda of the conservative prison reform group Right on Crime. Today, he urged a bipartisan group of Wisconsin lawmakers to follow the example of Texas, where sentencing reforms have reduced prison populations enough to allow the state to close several prisons. He says Wisconsin should consider allowing inmates to shorten their sentences by getting a high school diploma.
Truth of sentences, telling the people in a state, when we say 5 years, we mean 5 years. Truth in sentence, it could be, when we say 5 years, we mean 5 years, but four if you get a GED.
Nyquist also called for reforms aimed at reducing recidivism, such as lifting restrictions that bar convicted felons from holding certain jobs. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio. Grover Nyquist is better known as a champion of tax cuts, but speaking on the Joy Cardine show today, he said his vision of less government includes spending less on prisons.
You shouldn't be punishing taxpayers because somebody was a jerk, and you want to minimize the damage to the person's family and, frankly, to their future if they can turn themselves around and do better.
Nyquist says one way to do that is to stop sending nonviolent 17-year-old offenders to adult prison.
I think that that's a very good sort of first step in Wisconsin entering the idea of reforming the criminal justice system. Let's be tough on crime, but let's be smart on how we punish it.
A bill that would keep 17-year-olds out of adult court has growing bipartisan support in the state legislature. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.